This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Camila Domonoske, and y'all, it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz, of course. He's the puzzle editor of The New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. It is so great to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Camila, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. So can you please remind us, what was the challenge last week?
Yes, it came from listener Jan Brooksby of Mesa, Arizona. I said, think of a common eight-letter word in which the first three letters spell a word, and the fifth, sixth, and seventh letters also spell a word. And these two little words mean the same thing. And the fourth letter, when rotated 180 degrees, becomes the eighth letter. What word is this? Interestingly, there were two answers. My intended one was shepherd. You turn the P upside down, you get a D, and she and her mean the same thing. We also got Peruvian. You turn a U upside down, you get an N, and per and via both mean through.
Wow, so there were two answers. Well, I didn't manage to get either of them, but listeners did well with this puzzle. We had over 400 people write in with correct submissions, one of those two answers. Our winner is Bryce Harris of Canfield, Ohio. Bryce, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how did you crack this, I thought, very difficult challenge?
Well, I have a team of friends, and we work together on this. So it was pretty easy for me to figure out the combinations of letters that fit 180 degrees. But then one of my friends picked up that she and her were three-letter synonyms.
Mm.
And just put that together, and it fit perfectly.
So, Bryce, when you and your friend were working on solving that challenge, did you have any inkling that there might be a second solution?
Oh, none whatsoever. Getting one was hard enough.
Seriously.
We did a big celebration when we got the one.
Teamwork. I love that. But how did you then decide who got to come on and play the puzzle today?
I'm the only one who's fool enough to go on the air.
Brave enough. No, I love it, Bryce. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle with your friends?
I work at the Trumbull County Educational Service Center as a data and science curriculum consultant.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing that. Okay, Bryce, are you ready to play the puzzle today?
I certainly am.
All right, Will, let's go to town. Take it away.
Okay, Bryce and Camila, today's puzzle is based on the meditation syllable om. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials O-M. For example, if I said Rembrandt, Da Vinci, and Botticelli, for example, you would say old masters.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, number one is gold, silver, or bronze item awarded every 4 years.
Something metal.
Yeah, every 4 years.
Olympic medal.
Olympic medal is right. A hand protector for a chef.
Oven mitt.
That's it. An aid for breathing during an airplane emergency.
Overhead mask.
Yeah, not overhead.
Oxygen mask?
Oxygen mask is what I was going for. Session at a club when anyone can sing or do stand-up.
Open mic.
That's it. 60 seconds.
Repeat that?
60 seconds.
1 minute.
That's it. Again.
Again.
Over.
No. You do something and then someone says again, they want you to do it.
One more time? Once more.
Once more, is it? Good. Something found on the back of a speedboat.
Outboard motor.
Nice.
That's it. A preserve made from the juice and peel of a citrus fruit.
Orange marmalade.
Uh-huh.
My mom used to make that.
Ooh.
Good. A group of stores selling national brands.
National brands?
Yeah, like there might be a whole store for Nike and...
Outlet mall?
Oh.
Outlet mall, is it? A Florida NBA team for which Shaquille O'Neal once played.
Orlando Magic.
That's it. Countries that are part of an oil cartel.
OPEC.
Mm-hmm.
Members.
That's
nice.
It. Former monthly publication founded by a talk show host.
Oprah Magazine.
You got it. And your last one is a cry in The Wizard of Oz after lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
You got it.
You crushed it, Bryce. How do you feel?
Exhilarated.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on. That was a lot of fun. For playing our puzzle today, of course, you're going to get a lapel pin, a weekend edition lapel pin, and puzzle books and games. You can read all about the puzzle and the prizes at npr.org/puzzle. Bryce, what member station do you listen to?
WYSU. I'm a member.
Awesome. That's Bryce Harris of Canfield, Ohio. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Bob Bickle of Severna Park, Maryland. Think of a five-letter word for things a lot of people complain about. Add a letter and rearrange the result to get an example of these things. Then add another letter and rearrange to get a remedy for these things. 5, 6, and 7 letters, respectively. What words are these? So again, five-letter word for things a lot of people complain about. Add a letter and scramble. The result is examples of these things. Add another letter and scramble, and you get a remedy for these things. 5, 6, and 7 letters. What words are these?
All right, start brainstorming complaints and remedies, folks. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. And remember, only one entry each, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 27th, 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we will give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and our puzzle master at Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Camila.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.